This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Jeff in South Carolina is dealing with some squeaky floors. Tell us about it.
This house I had built 4 years ago, it has white oak hardwood floors. And on two outside walls, they've started to creak a little bit. It's not the floor structure, which is a truss joist I-beams with OSB subflooring. And I'm not sure if the subcontractor put the floor put down any rosin paper or not. I wasn't there when they did that. So this problem has really been ongoing, not just developed lately.
All right. Well, listen, wood floors that are creaking in a four-year-old house is not the least bit unusual. Now, are these finished floors like solid hardwood, or is it plywood that's like under carpet or something of that nature?
Oh, no. This is a white oak.
A white oak,
white oak tongue and groove, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to have a fair amount of movement. What happens is, Jeff, you're going to get some shrinkage when it first goes down. You're going to get some movement. The nails that are holding that down to the floor structure are going to loosen. You get two kinds of squeaks. You get a squeak where the tongue and the groove move together and rub together and cause friction, and you get a squeak when the nail sort of moves in and out of the wood. Now,
I see.
The only way to fix this is to secure the white oak boards better down to the subfloor and hopefully the floor joists below.
So basically you have to face nail them?
No, well, you can face nail them, or you could screw them with trim screws and you could plug them. So a trim screw would be a better option because it's a really tiny screw
permanent.
And it's more firm, and once you put it in, it doesn't pull out. If it's a, you know, kind of just one minor area, you can drive a finish nail. You'd have to pre-drill this, but you can drive a finish nail like a number 10 or 12 or even bigger on a slight angle and make sure you go down through the oak floor and into the floor joist below, and that will tighten that up. But the best thing to do is to use screws, and if you can't get trim screws, you can use regular screws. You're just going to have to counterbore it and plug it. So it's a bit of a wood finishing project, but I would tackle the noisiest, loosest areas first. Secure those down and then move from there. But it's going to be sort of ongoing. When you have a wood floor like that, it's not unusual for it to squeak. And those squeaks rarely mean that anything serious is happening structurally.
So I can either tackle the project or live with a squeak.
Pretty much. Yep.
Well, folks, thank you so much.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT. And if Jeff has teenagers, it could come in very handy when they sneak home late at night.
Hey, have you ever used Cheapo Air?
For years, and I really like it. With Cheapo Air, you can book online, use their app, or even over the phone. They've got great prices on over 500 airlines and millions of accommodations. They're my go-to for travel planning. And if you join their Club Miles program, you can earn points to save on the cost of your travel. Book on the app, and you get double points.
Sounds like it's time I tried Cheapo Air.
Call Cheapo Air at 855-247-3279 or visit cheapoair.com/podcast.